Good afternoon, everybody. Praise the Lord. I'd like to just welcome everybody, and we're just going to open our service in prayer. And we're going to have a mixed celebration today and in our carol service. So let's just pray a moment. Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord, that we're able to gather together in freedom. And we pray that the Lord, as we share the gospel this day, as we share the story and reenact the story of the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray, O God, that it will remind us afresh and anew of the cost and the price that you paid. And Father, we just ask that, Lord, that during this time, if there's any here who don't know you as Lord and Savior, that you would speak to them. That, Lord, you would introduce yourself to them. We just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to start with a reading. And our first reading is from Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14.
But the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be pregnant, she will have a son, and she will name him Emmanuel.
And then our second reading is from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 6 and 7.
A child will be born to us. God will give a son to us. He will be responsible for leading the people. His name will be Wonderful, Counselor, Powerful God, Father who lives forever, Prince of Peace. Power and peace will be in his kingdom. It will continue to grow. He will rule as King of David's throne. And over David's kingdom, he will make it strong. By ruling with goodness and fair judgment, he will rule it forever and ever. The Lord of heaven's armies will do this because of his strong love for his people.
Amen. Thank you. We're going to stand and we're going to sing together our first Christmas carol. And it is, O Come, All Ye Faithful. may take your seats. Thank you. Great. We have a second reading. That's you. Come on. And our second reading is from the book of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 1. And we'll start at verse 18 through to verse 25. Thank you.
Now this is how the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was a righteous man and did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. "The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us." When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he had no union with her until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Our next carol will be the First Noel.
Fields where they keep in line.
tremendous words in these ancient carols that God made out of nothing the heavens and the earth. And God sent His Son Jesus to die on a cross for you and for me, shed His blood, that you and I might have eternal life in His presence. Amen. Great. My wife, Grace, she said to me, you know, you don't have to go very far to be a missionary these days. You know, if you're called onto the mission field, there's a mission field right in here in our nation. And thank God for these young people that know the Lord Jesus as their own personal Savior. And it's great and to see them having an input. So that's lovely. So praise God. We're going to have a song from Daniel.
Come on, can you guys hear me? Well, it's good to see you all in here. My name's Daniel, as you guys know, and I'm going to sing one of my favorite Christmas songs, and it's called O Holy Night. Stars and brightly shining, it is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and till He appears and the Spirit felt His word. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder break a new end. Divine, oh. Christ was born. Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Thank you.
And next we are to have a Nepalese song. So, is that all, guys?
Yeah.
Great. Who's leading that?
Can we have the singers up on stage, please?
Singers? Nepalese singers? That won't be me, by the way. I'm sorry, but come on. Don't be shy. Because I certainly can't do it.
Jaya, 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 Husada.
long and happy new year. Enjoy.
Well, praise the Lord. Great, isn't it? God is good. So we're going to sing another carol, and it is Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Glory to the newborn King. Amen. So if we stand together. There's something happening behind the curtain, something exciting. We're about to have our nativity play.
Praise God. Happy Christmas to everyone. You'll be pleased to know it's Christmas again. Yes? Praise God. I think it'd be good to turn round and wish your neighbour a very happy Christmas. Let's do it. Praise God. Yeah, go and wish your neighbour a really happy Christmas. It's so good to see all the family together at Christmas. Christmas is family time. It's good to see everyone as we celebrate the birth of Jesus. It's a time for excitement. It's a time for presents. It's a time for fun with friends and family. A time when we remember once again how it all started over 2,000 years ago. Mary was quite an ordinary girl, someone who was liked but not especially noticed in the small town of Nazareth. That is until the day that she had an astonishing visitor. Oh, Gabriel. Wow.
Don't be afraid, Mary, because God is pleased with you. Listen, you will give birth to a son. He will be great, great, and people will call him the Son of the Most High. His kingdom will never end.
Mary couldn't help but be frightened. But as she listened, the angel explained how things would happen to make his words come true, even though she was young and unmarried. Mary said,
I am the servant of the Lord. Let this happen to me as you say.
Mary was engaged to marry Joseph. He loved Mary very much, but was alarmed when he heard what the angel had said. Then the angel who visited Mary came to him in a dream and explained things to him. Now he too was ready to do all that God wanted. At that time, everyone had to return to their hometown to be registered for a population census. Mary and Joseph had to travel to Bethlehem. It was a long journey, and by the time they arrived, they were very tired. By now, all the inns were full. An innkeeper showed Mary and Joseph the only place he could think of, his stable, which was full of all the travellers' donkeys and camels, as well as his own. That night, Mary's baby was born. Mary and Joseph loved him, but there was no cot for him. All they could think of was to lay him in the manger that was full of hay for the animals. They called the baby Jesus. We're now going to sing Away in a Manger. Let the congregation join with us. Shepherds were out on the hills near Bethlehem, looking after their sheep. Suddenly, they saw a dazzling light and heard a voice. Don't be afraid, because I'm bringing you some good news. It will be a joy to all people. Today your Saviour was born in Bethlehem. He's Christ the Lord. You will find him in a stable wrapped in cloths and lying in a feeding box. The shepherds hurried to Bethlehem and found the stable and Mary with Joseph and baby Jesus. They were overjoyed and they worshipped him. Wise men from the east saw a wonderful star in the sky. They decided to follow it, and it led them many miles across the desert. Finally, they too found Jesus and presented to him wonderful gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. 2,000 years, people from every age and country have found Jesus. And that's why we're all here today. That's why we're celebrating the wonder of Christmas, the day that God came into our world as a little baby. Let's worship him. Let's sing together, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come." Hand back to Andrew, who's going to take us through the Christingle and explain what Christingle means. It's the first time we've done it, so we need to learn what it's all about. It's all about Jesus, as with everything. Praise God.
You know, we're just settling into our new home. We've only been here about 3 months. Glory to Jesus. And we're just getting used to the place, what with sound and everything else. And it's all very quite challenging at times in a building that needs carpeting and various other things just to help it along the way. But what a great job these young people have done, haven't they? Yeah? Let's give them a great round of applause. It was like suddenly we had to get all this together and practice, and here we are. And Christmas, the birth of our Lord Jesus, is just around the corner as the world celebrates. And the world celebrates just presents. I hear on the news yesterday and the day before that Saturday was going to be the big spending day. I think they listed it was going to be something like £2.1 billion was going to be spent this last Saturday. Wow. Isn't it? That is a wow amount of money, isn't it? And yet, people are missing the most important thing. And that is the important thing of who? Jesus. Jesus came into this world for you and for me. And I just thank God for that.
Amen.
And during our service, we're going to, towards the end, we're going to finish off and we're going to hand out this Christingle candle. The young people made these up yesterday. And they've worked really hard this week. In fact, I think we've been at church just about every day this week, haven't we? Yeah? You know, so that's commitment. Every day they've been here and worked for an hour, 2 hours, practicing and getting ready. So thank you again for all that you've done.
Amen.
And may God bless you for what you've done as well, richly. So what does this represent? Well, for instance, the orange, this rounded shape, represents the world that you and I live on. I know when we look from space, they tell us it's blue. But they don't do blue oranges, thankfully. You know, because you probably wouldn't eat a blue orange, would you? You'd think, whoa, there's something wrong with that. Has anybody here ever had green tomato sauce?
No.
Have you had some? No? Have you ever seen green tomato sauce? No? You're kidding me. Well, one time Grace and I were in the States and somebody gave us some green tomato sauce. Now, what color is tomato sauce?
Red.
Red. Yeah, everybody says it's red. But if they use green tomatoes to make tomato sauce, what color should the tomato sauce be?
Green.
Well, I tell you, when you put green tomato sauce on your chips, can you imagine? Just picture that for a moment, you know. It does not look right. But you close your eyes, and you know there's a verse of scripture that says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Well, you close your eyes and you begin to eat chips with green tomato sauce, and it tastes exactly the same. But it's amazing how our eyes tell us what something should taste like. Strange, isn't it, really? So, this represents, the orange represents the world. And there's a verse of scripture in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. And it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. I thank God for that. Because if he didn't, you and I would not be here now, enjoying our lives. And when God had worked for those 6 days, creating heaven and earth and everything that is in it, on the last day, in verse 31, he said this. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And that was the evening and the morning of the sixth day. You know, God looked at you, Simon, and said, he's very good. Don't get proud about it, though, you know, just. God looks at each and every one of us, and he said, you're very good. Because he's made you in his image. The candle in the center of the orange is a reminder that Jesus is the light of the world. He's the light of the world. The Lord Jesus, as we've seen and we've told the story, repeated the story, that he came into this world as a baby. He came in a way that he was submissive to humanity. He was in the hands and the responsibility was given to Mary and Joseph to care for him. God placed his only son in the hands of humanity, the light of the world, the savior of the world, the one who is going to come and restore our relationship with the Lord, with his Father, and restore us into the presence of God. Jesus said to his disciples in John's Gospel in chapter 8 and verse 12, he said to the people, I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't be stumbling through the darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life. Jesus is the light that leads to life. Are you glad you're following the light? And if you're not following the light, I would encourage you to follow this light. It will lead you into life. The red band that is placed around the orange is a reminder to each and every one of us that Jesus died on a cross, shed his blood for my sins, for the sins of the whole world. And it covers and removes every sin in the world. The price has been paid for the punishment of our sins. And this is a sign to remind us the price has been paid. And you are free. When we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, that blood washes away our sins. Amen. It sets us free. It gives us life. John's Gospel in chapter 3 and verse 16 says this: "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life." God did not send his Son into the world to condemn it, but he sent his Son to save it. What a joy. What a joy to know that the Lord Jesus came to reach down and to take hold of our hands and to draw us back to the Father in relationship with him. Wonderful. The four little cocktail sticks with the fruit on them are representatives of the four seasons that we celebrate. We know it's now winter time. We can tell it's winter time. We're all wrapped up in our winter clothes. You know, the fashion industry must be glad about the seasons. You know, it changes, the fashions change with the seasons. God didn't place them there for fashion. He placed them there so that springtime, seed time, summer, harvest time, and winter to all be there for a reason for you and for me. And the Word of God tells us that these will remain. Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22. God is faithful to every promise he has ever made. God is not a man that he would lie, but he's faithful to every promise that he's made. And he says in Genesis chapter 8 and verse 22, "Henceforth, all the days of the earth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." God has made a promise. God's a promise keeper. And when Jesus died on that cross, God promised that he would save us. He would reach down and touch us. It's so wonderful to know that when we ask the Lord Jesus into our lives, he comes to heal, to save, and to cleanse, and to set us free. John's Gospel, chapter 13 and verse 34 says, you ain't got it? Okay. I've got it here. John's Gospel, chapter 13 and verse 34. "So now I am giving you a new commandment. Love each other. Love each other. Just as I have loved you, you should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples." We couldn't do this if it wasn't for the fact that Jesus came as that baby. We couldn't love one another. We couldn't even like one another. Today the world calls out for so much peace, 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 and yet there's never of peace. There seems to be more wars and strife going on through the nations. Everybody is striving to get something for themselves. And yet Jesus came to give. He came to give His life that you might receive the gift of eternal life. This is the best gift that anybody can ever receive. Eternal life. You see, this eternal life lasts forever. You know what it's like? I guess some of you will put in a shopping list. Some of you will maybe think, oh, I'd like a new iPhone. Or I'd like a new laptop. Or I'd like a new iPad. Or all these things. Have you put your shopping list in? Not yet? No. You're waiting for the sales? Yeah. There's a clever one there. Going to keep the money and wait for the sales, aren't you? Yeah. You know, you get the latest gadget, don't you? And then guess what? 12 months later, it's not fashionable. It's out of date. And all of a sudden, there's another rush for the next new thing. I thank God that Jesus said He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm not going to change. We have to change to be like Him, to come into His presence. And I just want to encourage that if there's anybody here today that has never asked the Lord Jesus into your heart and into your life, that you've never ever yet made Him Lord and Savior of your life, I can recommend Him today to you. He's the best thing that ever happened for me. It's the greatest thing that ever happened for me in my life. For over 40 years now, I've been following the Lord Jesus. And it has been an exciting journey. It's been a great time. And I look round and I thank the Lord that I can see lives in this building today that I have been able to introduce to the Lord Jesus. There are lives that I've seen changed because of Jesus Christ. There are lives that were drug addicts that I've seen change because of Jesus Christ. And it is all because of the gift that we have received. And I just praise the Lord for that. So as our final part of the service, we're going to come to that point where we're going to sing Shine, Jesus Shine. We're going to light our Christingle candles. I want everyone just to come out. In fact, what we're going to do is we're going to stand around the perimeter of the church building. And then we will sing Shine, Jesus Shine. We're going to put the lights out. And we're going to be the light of the world. And declare to principalities and powers as well that Jesus is Lord. I'm not sure you're allowed to have a fire here. I'm not sure you're old enough yet. It's all right. Jesus is the light of the world. Amen. Let us worship together. Shine, Jesus, shine. Together, and then we're going to have some more fellowship and some food. Food is over there on the left-hand side, so we'll gather together and spend some more time and rejoice in what God has done for us. Father, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that he is the light of the world. And Lord, we thank you that he is the light of our world. And Father, we pray that as we come into this, begin to move towards this next new year of 2015, that Lord, your light will shine even brighter in this town of Doncaster, and will shine brightly into families who don't know you as Lord and Savior. We pray even at this Christmas time, people will realize that the greatest gift that anyone can receive is the gift of our Lord Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we pray that at this Christmas time there will be souls that will be won for you, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you for this last year and we give you praise. And, Father, we pray, Lord, as we eat together, you will bless this, our food, to our bodies and our bodies, Lord, for your service and our fellowship together in Jesus' name. And everybody said, Amen.